Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Amber Rupinta.
Disney's Lilo and Stitch, The Dog Show. In the middle of the Pacific Ocean, on the little island of Kauai, there lived a girl named Lilo and her pet Stitch. Lilo was no ordinary girl. She loved doing everything her own way, and Stitch was no ordinary pet. He was an alien from outer space. Every weekend, Lilo went to a dance class with the other girls from her town, while Stitch waited patiently outside. But today was different. Today, there was another pet waiting outside with Stitch. When dance class was over, Lilo's classmate Myrtle introduced Lilo and Stitch to her new dog. Her name is Cashmere. She's a purebred poodle. Myrtle scowled down then at Stitch, who was eating a scoop of ice cream off the sidewalk. Breeding is so important when it comes to pets, she said. Lilo was embarrassed. She tried to ignore the mean things Myrtle said to her and Stitch, but it wasn't easy. Stitch might not be like other dogs, but he's really smart, Lilo said. Just then, Stitch started rolling around in the melted ice cream. If Stitch is so smart, Myrtle said, prove it. She handed Lilo a flyer. There's a dog show next weekend. Cashmere and I are planning to win, and we'd love to beat you and Stitch. Myrtle waved as she and Cashmere strutted away. Lilo and Stitch both growled, and Lilo crumbled the flyer into a tight ball. Stitch nuzzled against Lilo. He glanced around to see if anyone could hear him. Bully, he said. But Lilo was already smoothing out the dog show flyer. I'm tired of Myrtle being mean to us. Let's show her and Cashmere what we can do, Stitch. Stitch looked at Lilo and then nodded. The next weekend, Lilo and Stitch showed up at the dog show. They were ready. At least, they hoped they were. But as the judges led everyone onto the stage, Lilo started to get nervous. She was glad her sister Nani had come along to cheer them on. Welcome, everyone, a friendly man with a microphone announced. Let's start the show with a classic. The man gestured to a row of hoops. Whichever dog can clear these hoops the fastest will win this round. Up first, Lilo and her dog, Stitch. Lilo sized up the rings. It would be a tight fit, but she was sure Stitch could zoom through them. Go, Stitch, go, Lilo shouted. Stitch took a deep breath and then ran toward the rings. He grabbed the first ring and immediately shoved it in his mouth. He managed to swallow it whole and then chomped down the next four rings. He ran happily back to Lilo and whispered, clear. No, Stitch, Lilo sighed. You were supposed to jump through the rings. Stitch's ears drooped. Sorry. He burped and then looked back at the shocked audience. Well, that's one way to clear rings, the man with the microphone said. It's a good thing we have some extra rings for our next contestants. Soon, the extra rings were set up. Cashmere sped through them and happily bounded back to Myrtle. It's okay, Stitch, Lilo said. We have two events left. We can still win. She nodded eagerly. On to the next challenge, the man with the microphone shouted as the judges placed three tubes in a zigzag shape on the ground. In order to complete this event, each dog must run through the three tubes to get to the other side of the course. Lilo and Stitch were up first again. I know you can do this, Stitch, Lilo said. Just try not to eat anything. Stitch licked Lilo playfully and got into position. Ready, set, go, the man with the microphone yelled. Like a bullet, Stitch shot out from the starting line and ran toward the first tunnel. But instead of running inside the tube, the powerful alien smashed through the sides of each tube, running in a straight line from one side of the course to the other. Stitch crossed the finish line and looked back at the judges proudly. Then he saw Lilo holding her head. Stitch hung his head. He knew he must have done something wrong. It's okay. Come here, boy, Lilo called to Stitch. When Stitch reached her, Lilo said, I don't think they're going to give us any points for that one, but we still have one event left. Stitch watched sadly as Cashmere easily navigated the extra tubes. She and Myrtle had so many points, there was no way for Lilo and Stitch to win now. The last challenge was to cross a balance beam. They don't have an extra balance beam, so you'll have to go last, Myrtle told Lilo. Lilo wanted to say something mean back to Myrtle, but she took a deep breath instead. "Good luck, Kashmir," she said through gritted teeth. Lilo watched as Kashmir crossed the balance beam. She was perfect. One of the judges even said she'd never seen a dog with more poise. Lilo and Stitch waited for every other dog to cross the beam. Finally, it was Stitch's turn. "Okay, Stitch, run as fast as you can," Lilo said. Stitch nodded and raced toward the beam. One quick hop and he was already halfway across the thin platform. He turned back to smile at Lilo, but as he did, he tripped on the beam. Stitch scratched at the side of the beam. Most dogs would have fallen off the side, but Stitch was no dog. He used his alien arms to keep crawling along the bottom of the beam instead. The crowd gasped as Stitch dismounted on the other side. "I think we'd better go," Lilo said quickly. Lilo ran to Nani and asked her to take them home. "Don't you want to stay for the results?" Nani asked. Lilo shook her head. "No, I think we all know who's going to win." She watched as one of the judges rushed to shake Myrtle's hand. Stitch whimpered beside Lilo. He felt bad for not doing better at the show. "It's okay, Stitch," Lilo said. "It was my fault. I should have given better instructions." Nani watched as Lilo hugged Stitch. That night, Nani tucked Lilo and Stitch into bed. "Don't laugh, but I made you something," she said. Nani pulled out two large flat rocks wrapped in shiny tinfoil. "They're supposed to be medals," she said, blushing. Lilo and Stitch turned the rocks over. On the backs, Nani had written their names and the words, "Most creative." "You did finish all the challenges. You just did them in your own way." "Thank you, Nani," Lilo said, giving her sister a hug. "Yes, thanks for Nani," Stitch said, joining the hug. He may not have won the dog show, but he had something even better. A family that loved him no matter what.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.